U.S. Christian/gospel music surges even as streaming growth slows. By Simon Kent on July 21, 2025. Christian/gospel music is resurgent across the U.S. alongside recession pop, according to Luminate's 2025 mid-year report. In its mid-year survey, AP reports Luminate, an industry data and analytics company, provides insight into changing behaviors across music listenership. The AP report set out the numbers. Music streams continued to grow globally and stateside in the first half of 2025. Global on-demand audio streams reached $2.5 trillion in the first half of 2025, up from $2.29 trillion in the same period last year. And in the U.S., on-demand audio streams grew to $696.6 billion in 2025, compared to $665.8 billion in 2024. But even though more music is being streamed than ever before, compared to past years, the rate of growth is slowing down. In 2024, U.S. and global on-demand audio streams grew 8% and 15.1%, respectively. In 2025, those numbers have dropped to 4.6% and 10.3%. Though streams of new music released in the last 18 months, are slightly down from the same time last year, one genre is defying trends as rock leads stateside, followed by Latin, country, and then comes surging Christian/gospel music. The latter is winning over audiences, said Jamie Marconette, Luminate's vice president of music insights and industry relations, as people seek to reconnect with the Christian faith. Breakout Christian/gospel music is led by acts like Forrest Frank, Brandon Lake, and Elevation Worship. Marconette attributed the genre's growth to younger, streaming-forward fan base, which is 60% female and 30% millennial. The growth defies some reports that have previously claimed Christianity is on the decline in the America. A study released in 2015 found 1 in 5 American adults has no formal religious identification, a 5 percentage point jump since 2008, as Breitbart News reported. Statistics from the Pew Center's comprehensive 2015 report on religion in America also revealed most religious nuns tend to be undereducated, poor, white males, belying the commonly held belief that irreligiosity tends to rise with education and income. AP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.